Hello, and welcome to the All God's Creatures Pet Podcast. This is our first podcast, so we're going to take a moment to introduce ourselves and let you know what this podcast will feature. My name is Selena Sheffer. My husband Chad and myself own a pet sitting business. I'm hoping Chad will join me on one of these pet casts or a few of them, but he's a little shy. We own 6 dogs, 3 cats, a plethora of large and small birds, and a few exotic pets. Our lives revolve around animals. We love all of God's creatures, be it reptiles, felines, canines, birds, horses, pigs, exotics. Basically, if it's an animal of any kind, we love it. Our dream is to be able to go to Africa on a safari, not a hunting safari, of course. But we want to go and see all the wildlife, and one day we hope to do that. Before we begin, I want to invite you to please send us a voicemail or an email. I will play or read those on the air and do my best to answer any questions you may have. So today our podcast is going to be about my favorite breed, the Chihuahua. The Chihuahua breed is the smallest canine breed in the world. It can be anywhere from 6 to 9 inches tall and 2 to 6 pounds. Now that shows standard, but the breed can actually be much larger. It's the oldest breed of the American continent. It's native to Chihuahua, Mexico, but was introduced to us, oddly enough, by the Chinese. I've read a few different ideas of where the Chihuahua actually originated, but this seems to be the most widely accepted theory. The Chihuahua has an apple-shaped head and a short muzzle. It has huge ears, and they should be held erect. The tail curls over the back or off to the side. The Chihuahua is the only breed of dog born with a soft spot on its skull, and it's called a malara. It generally fills in with age by about 6 months old. Extra care should be taken to protect this area, because if they take a blow to that area, it could certainly kill them. Multicolors are acceptable, but the main colors of a Chihuahua are fawn, black, white, chocolate, brindle, merle, silver, and cream. There's a short-haired variety that they call a smooth coat and a long-haired variety of Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas are extremely headstrong, and they're difficult to potty train. Most people paper train or end up using puppy pads to train this breed. This said, they still make great companion pets. They are loyal and they're very courageous. They are very suspicious of strangers and will bark incessantly at them, so you need a little patience to deal with the barking. Don't be surprised if your Chihuahua becomes your alpha dog in your pack. In our pack of 6 dogs, one being a big old huge boxer, our little female Chihuahua runs the show. Chihuahuas often think they're much bigger than they really are, and they are full of attitude. Also, they tend to be dog aggressive, meaning that if you don't socialize them with other dogs at an early age, then they could become aggressive to other dogs when they get older. Keep in mind that these are small dogs and they should be kept warm. They tend to get cold easily and they'll shiver. There are many stores online today that sell Chihuahua-sized clothing and sweaters. Even we at All God's Creatures carry small dog clothes because the smaller dog clothes are harder to find at the local pet superstores. Chihuahuas also have a tendency to put on weight and they can get a little rotund, so watch their diet and regularly take them for walks. A harness is much better to use than a collar because the slightest jerk with a collar could hurt their little necks. Because they're so small, they are prone to injury as puppies and as adults as well, so watch them closely if they're on the bed or on the couch. If they're trying to jump down, they could hurt themselves. Chihuahuas are prone to hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, so if you notice them shaking when it's not cold, walking like they're drunk, or acting like they're weak, the best thing to do is to try to get them to eat. If that doesn't work, then give them a tablespoon or two of corn syrup. And if you don't have corn syrup, then put a little sugar in their water. Ironically, I'm sitting here telling you to put sugar in their water, but Chihuahuas also have dental problems, and it's best if you brush their teeth regularly and take them to their vet to get their teeth cleaned. Another common problem with Chihuahuas is called a reverse sneeze. It's when they start wheezing and honking and snorting and sneezing. It's caused by an elongated soft palate that is misaligned temporarily. It usually happens when your Chihuahua gets too excited or it drinks too fast. It can be very alarming and scary. It scares me. I know that my Chihuahuas do it, and it freaks me out every time. Even though I know good and well it's not life-threatening, it still freaks me out. And what I do is I pick up my Chihuahuas, pat them on the back, and rub their neck, and go shh. Now, I'm babying mine. You don't have to say the shh part, but all you have to do is really rub their neck. A simple rubbing on the neck, getting them to swallow or lick, or distracting them by clapping your hands should do the trick. Chihuahuas can also be prone to hydrocephalus, or water on the brain. It's actually cerebrospinal fluid that is accumulated in the cranial cavity, and it puts pressure on the brain. This can be fatal, and most puppies and dogs that have it die within 6 months, but there are some cases where the Chihuahua stabilize within 2 years. The signs of hydrocephalus include aimless walking, vision problems, and seizures. And this condition requires veterinary care for sure. If you want to breed your female Chihuahua, I would recommend taking your dog to the vet to see if he or she thinks it's a good idea, because your Chihuahua may be just too small to give birth. Chihuahuas often have to have C-sections because the baby's heads are so big and the mommy's so small. Also, the babies can come out butt first or feet first, so a vet certainly needs to be nearby and available to you when she's having her puppies. There's a great website out there called Rhonda's Chihuahua Breeding, and you can go there by going to groups.msn.com/Rhonda's, R-H-O-N-D-A-S, Chihuahua Breeding, /welcome.msnw, and it has a ton of valuable information on breeding Chihuahuas. So to wrap it up, Chihuahuas make great pets. They are animated and full of life. They have a long lifespan too. A Chihuahua can live up to 18 years, and it will be a loyal companion to you day in and day out. I have a poem for you about the Chihuahua. Tucked away in his miniature body, all in the canine world that's best, he's all dog in the smallest package, full of vigorous life and zest. How he loves with a love most human, never a woe that he does not share, never a tear, but he sheds tears with you, faithfully following you everywhere. Giving the signal when danger approaches, standing his ground like a sentinel bold, how his eyes shine with the fire of the ages, how his coat bristles with courage untold. Plays like a kitten, when puppy or aged, prime entertainer for owner or friend, easily trained, a superb little showman, clowning his antics right on to the end. Chico, Maquito, Mexita, or Nina, Don, Lorinel, or Carlita Marie, what's in a name? All the Spanish tradition, centuries old in the land of Sisi. Coy little Mexican, cute, trim, and tiny, loyal companion, top toy of the day, treasured by those who were lucky to own you. You will continue our breed choice always. This was written by R.E.K., and it can be found in the first edition of The Chihuahua by Russell E. Kaufman, 1952. I'm also going to read to you the Dog Ten Commandments. You'll probably hear this a lot from me in these podcasts. I just love it because we should all pay attention to this before we ever get an animal. Commandment number one. My life is likely to last 10 to 15 years. Any separation from you will be very painful. Number two. Give me time to understand what you want of me. Number three. Place your trust in me. It is crucial for my well-being. Number four. Don't be angry with me for long, and don't lock me up as punishment. You have your work, your friends, your entertainment. I have only you. Number five. Talk to me, even if I don't understand your words. I understand your voice when it's speaking to me. Number six. Be aware that however you treat me, I'll never forget it. Number seven. Before you hit me, Remember that I have teeth that could easily crush the bones in your hand, but I choose not to bite you. Number 8. Before you scold me for being lazy or uncooperative, ask yourself if something might be bothering me. Perhaps I'm not getting the right food, or I've been out in the sun too long, or my heart may be getting old and weak. Number 9. Take care of me when I get old. You too will grow old. Number 10. Go with me on difficult journeys. Never say, I can't bear to watch it, or let it happen in my absence. Everything is easier for me if you are there. Remember, I love you. Author unknown. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, if you have any comments or questions, to email me at allgodscreaturespets@podomatic.com or leave me a voicemail at area code 206-202-5156, and your question or comment may be played on the air. Thank you so much for tuning in to the All God's Creatures Pet Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.